With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Prosecutors say former NCAA players are among those facing charges over rigged basketball games. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. Five others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
President Trump has threatened today to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to quell persistent protests against Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Minneapolis. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says ICE agents continue to do their work in Minneapolis despite the ongoing protests.
Our ICE agents are following the law and running their operations according to training. Last night what we saw was three individuals weaponized shovels and brooms and attack an ICE officer that had to defend himself.
Yesterday, a federal officer in the city defensively shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel and broom handle. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, says lawmakers in her country should approve reforms to the oil industry that would open the doors to greater foreign investment. The remarks were made Thursday during her first State of the Union speech. On Wall Street, the Dow by 292 points, the Nasdaq rose 58. This is SRN News. Rainbow sidewalks are coming to San Antonio.
Last year, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordered the removal of LGBT-themed crosswalks across the state, saying that the roads are not a place to promote the LGBT agenda or anything else for that matter. Now lawmakers in San Antonio have set aside $170,000 in taxpayer cash to paint gay pride rainbows on city sidewalks as a way of getting around the governor's order. A legal challenge to the plan has failed to stop it. Michael Harrington reporting.
An arson suspect admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue this past weekend because it's a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman, who is 19 years old, has been charged with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at Beth Israel Congregation in Jackson show a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor and a couch. SRN News. More mini fridges are being recalled by Curtis International with 964,000 products on the list.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warns that the mini fridges have electrical components that can short circuit and ignite. Owners are urged to stop using the fridges and visit the company's website for refund instructions. Curtis International says the fridges were made between January 2020 and December 2023. The newly recalled model was sold in-store and online at Target. The Frigidaire-branded products recalled last year were sold by retailers like Walmart and Amazon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a trade deal involving $250 billion in new investments by Taiwan semiconductor and tech companies in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.